a couple of days before you had any information at all? Well, can you tell me, is a release going to take place?
Will some North Vietnamese be involved in the release? That was one of the prime questions.
Yes, I'll have to check on that.
You do not know, you're not aware.
I do not know.
I see. Do you think you might could find out in less than a couple of days?
I hope so, Mr. Mann. I would send a cable home right now. And as soon as I hear from Saigon, I'll be in touch with you.
Very good, and Mr. Wan, if you could, if there is any help that you need, for example, in transporting the North Vietnamese, if there are North Vietnamese involved, if there is need for transporting them from point A to Hanoi or wherever, and you need some help, let us know.
Yes, sir.
And you think you would be back to me within a couple of days?
Yes.
Do you have my telephone number, sir?
Would you give it to me again, please?
Yes.
Somewhere,
but, should I be out, you can just ask for Mr. Perot and give it directly to him.
Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Wan, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it very much.
Goodbye.
Is Mrs. Weiss there, please?
No, she isn't here.
Is she at the office?
Probably.
I beg your pardon?
Probably. Liaison.
Ms. Weiss.
Speaking.
Murphy Martin, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. Long time no talk. I thought I'd call and see if you've gotten any better readings than what I hear in the paper about what may or may not happen at Christmas time with the POWs.
What does the paper say?
Well, it says not much. Not much is expected, is the indication I get.
Well, I have no information at all.
None at all?
Except that there's been increased bombing of Cambodia and Laos and North Vietnam, and that B-52s are bombing, and that there are more men in the Gulf of Tonkin.
But nothing in relation to what they might do at Christmas time, as they've done in the past, film or mail or anything of that nature?
I have no information.
Do you have anyone over there or that will be there?
Nope, not now.
Not now. Do you expect to have somebody there at Christmas time?
I don't know. We've had no word.
No indication since your last mail out then?
Well, I have no information at all of any kind.
Do you have any ideas other than those that we have discussed at length so often about what is in store and what we can expect?
I think a long war is in store. Do you have any information to the contrary?
I wish I did. I wish I did.
I think Mr. Nixon's November 12th speech guaranteed indefinite imprisonment for prisoners and people and soldiers and everyone. He seemed to indicate that we're going to be there for quite a while.
Do you interpret in conversation privately or otherwise or from published reports that their seven-point plan their offers in that end on the 31st of this month?
No, I think that the essence of that offer is probably good.
Past the 31st.
Then. Sure. It doesn't seem to make any difference. The United States has never acknowledged it.
Do you think that the wives of those men that they say have died in captivity would have any chance at all in getting their bodies returned if they appeal to the North Vietnamese through you or through anyone?
I have no way of knowing.
This has never been discussed with the North Vietnamese?
No, it was once a while, a long time ago, but the women have never asked for them.
If they were to ask for them, do you think that you could do something about it?
I would doubt it right now. I think North Vietnam, I mean, I would have no way of knowing, but it seems to me that North Vietnam is probably quite busy defending itself against a lot of attack, and I don't suppose that they would have either time, resources, or interest in doing that at the moment. Why should, you know, when a photograph of a buried pilot was brought back with a photograph of his grave, the government refused to give it to the wife.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What pilot was this?
Well, I'm not at liberty to reveal names that I...
Well, his name obviously is known.
It's, what?
His name obviously is among the 20.
No, it's not. But, you
it's
see...
Not among, it's on the list and not among those listed as dead?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it's on a list. It's not on any list. The point is that there is a tremendous amount of goodwill that, in small gestures, that have come through. And each time one has come through, there has been a total rejection of them. And why the Vietnamese would be willing to receive another... pressure, another demand, I don't know. Maybe they would, but I'm not in the business of, I mean, we're not, our authority has to do with liaison of mail and information,
mm-hmm.
and not in the business of shipping bodies.
Mm-hmm. But
I would imagine that all of that could be resolved, Mr. Martin, very quickly if the United States stopped bombing and got out.
But the business of liaison of mail and information does not their feelings about movement of bodies does that not fall under information?
I don't think so. It falls under bodies.
But information about them?
We have the information. The information is that they're dead.
No, I'm not arguing.
That information has not been accepted, has it?
Well, I don't know to whom you're referring as not having accepted...
The United States government and some of the wives.
Well, I am not the United States government, and of course I'm not the wives either.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that you can make a blanket statement that it has not been accepted.
Because the government does not acknowledge the list of dead names, unless they want to use them to justify the Sante raid, which is what they did. But they haven't changed the status of the men.
And you say that there is now a picture that you are aware of someone whose name is not even on the list, of a grave of this pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And it has not been accepted, or mm-hmm. even...
The government will not allow us to forward the photographs to the family.
How can they keep you from forwarding it if you so desired?
By preventing us from having the address of the family.
Oh.
I mean, there's an awful lot of dirty stuff that goes on that people don't know about, but we feel that we've, you know, done our job and in a responsible fashion, and we really are... have our hands tied, in a sense, unless the administration cooperates by ending the war, but it doesn't seem to want to.
Well, your hands are not tied as far as the mail is concerned, and the mail, of course, from our last conversation, you said you did not know why there had been the tremendous drop-off this year as compared with last.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, but we don't write the letters, and we don't initiate theirs being sent. We wait for them, right, to forward.
Well, you wait for them, but by the same token, whomever is picking them up, and it would seem to me, as far as the liaison on information, that it would be the obvious question if you so choose not to pass it along or share it with us or anyone else, as far as that goes, there would be a natural inquisitiveness on your part as to why the drop-off of the mail.
And when we find out, we will tell you. But if we don't know, we can't tell you. Right? We have never withheld any information.
I'm not saying that you have. I was saying...
I have nothing... I can't say I can't make up stories.
No, I did not infer that, okay. And I don't think you interpreted it as that. What I was saying was that should you have the information and not desire sharing it with us, which I can appreciate, it would seem to be a natural thing to ask a question why there is not more mail.
But I don't have the information, and I will not withhold information if I have it.
No, I'm talking about asking the question as to why. I'm not talking about withholding information.
Right. Well, when we find out why, we'll tell you. We don't know why right now.
And you do think that you don't know anything about Christmas time, but you may have someone there.
We just don't have any information right now about Christmas. We just know nothing. And that's the most honest statement I can make.
Do you plan anything at Christmas time? A trip over there?
I don't plan to go over, no. I've been once.
Your representative plan to be there at Christmas?
If we're invited, we'll go.
You have not been invited as yet, I assume, then, or you would not be hesitant to speak of it.
I'm not hesitant. I just don't know anything, and when we find out something, we'll let you know. Okay?
Very good, then.
Right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, the other side is rocking the goddamn pool. And, I've just been at odds with him. And when you called out there, I told Joe, I said, geez, try to get him back because I need to talk to him.
Season brings it on, but many of them were expecting greatest morale factor for the wives, and this is the point I'm in on, that the man is the greatest champion they've got, because he did everything he did on his own himself.
Right.
And that's what just writes my...
I think I can tell you predictably, Chappie, because you understand us better than anybody else. I think it's predictable what Ross's reaction would be to whatever Don comes up with. Number one, on the one hand, you're telling me not to do anything. We can't do anything in Christmas. And now you turn around and say, let's do this.
I just wanted to put you on because it's coming, so it wouldn't hit you cold.
Well, I appreciate that. How's the family, Chap?
Oh, just fine. Yours?
Great.
And give my best regards
we'll
to yours
that.
And especially to Ross and his also, huh?
Great. Are you going to be in your office today?
Yeah, I'm going to be here for the rest of the day.
I think Ross would like to talk with you. He mentioned yesterday that he sure would like to talk with you, and you've been on the move, and he's been on the move.
Good show. Well, I'm going to be in here for the majority of the day. Listen, would you, are you going down to the Orange Bowl, to the Alabama-Nebraska?
No, thing? I'm not going to get to go down there.
Well,
I want to
be kind of with the Cotton Bowl.
Right. I'm going
but
to be here.
I'll be at the Orange Bowl, and I just, if y'all were in town, I was going to say, give me a call.
Well, if something should change and that takes place, we'll do that.
All right, other than that, maybe we'll rendezvous at the Super Bowl.
Great.
Okay.
Look forward to it, Chappie.
I can tell Ross I'd be more than happy to get a call.
Great. Good to talk with you, and in case I don't talk with you again before Christmas, have a good one.
And God love you in the same to you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I think that, first of all, that will be the most difficult because of the bulk and the size of it. Plus, that's right, and they have already reacted to that. They are aware that the mail is there.
Take a reporter to the warehouse and show him. So he can get them to follow if she got their interest. And then we'll now go to this warehouse and run along. And show you the feeling of the American people. That's one thing, but the tape, I think,
Well,
our hope is that this is something that works out.
Well, is it definitely settled, Frank, that there will be no meeting the next 2 weeks, not only today, but next week?
Correct.
The next 2 weeks. Any further word on the movement of Le Duc Tho?
Not a word on that, no.
He's still expected in Paris,
well,
but is not there.
They have not counted the little funds, but he's not there.
Has Madame Ben returned?
Nope.
She has?
Not.
Oh, she has not. Is she still in Hanoi, or do you have a fix?
They always say in Vietnam, leaving the expression somewhere in South Vietnam. But
Well, we've got, actually, we've got a little over a week, and this thing would be doable on rather short notice.
It's commercial flights, probably, unless it gets into such a large group.
Sure.
707 is about 150 people, isn't it?
No, 707 can go more than that.
Even more, yeah. But I mean, when you get 150, it becomes worth it. If it's 50,
sure.
50, it's better to book a block.
Well, it's your thinking also that that a group of a group up to 50 is more manageable.
Yeah, and I just, that not only manageable, but as I say, I just keep coming back to a point that perhaps means more to me than on others. I just don't think it's right to put a lot of wives in a position where they feel they should do this. I don't have the impression that it's large numbers that want to get out of it. And letting wives know this possibility, of course, if they all flock to it and it turns out to be much bigger than that, that's something else. But I would guess it'll be somewhere in the order of 40 to 50 in terms.
Can we get a fairly good fix on the number of videotapes that would be available?
I cannot now, but I think before the day is over, that'll be better known.
And also the audio tapes?
Yeah, I'm sure that someone might know.
You think this would have, we would not have the static that we had on our initial proposal?
Yeah. Well, let me say, I don't think, I think there's a feeling that this is not something that Ross should become the presiding angel over in any sense. I think the wives really ought to do this literally on their own, and they may need funds for it. I think maybe this is probably just tricky information, not at all. we'll just be talking further.
Very good. I'm going to be talking with him shortly. He's down in North Carolina now.
Right.
And I'll be talking with him within the next hour.
Well, I just, you know, I'm not authorized to discuss this with you, but I just wanted to get you in on the picture as to what we're thinking about.
I'll be back in touch with you.
Fine.
Thank you, Frank.
So happens that Dean Davis, Governor of Vermont, was my house guest, and he was here and sat in with me on at the meeting. And they are at an extremely low ebb.
The depression is very, very dominant at the moment.
I'm sure that you found this from others, but here is, of course, what they say, that in the case of a substantial number of them, especially non-Air Force wives, somebody from the Department of Defense called them about midsummer and said, let's have a low profile, referring the letter writing, the public campaign. The inference being that negotiations were hard and heavy underway and that there would be some results by November 15th was the date used. Not doing anything when they've been active, it took away that form of therapy. Now they have become completely disillusioned because, of course, all mail has stopped. We had built them up, and I think the justification that their continuous pressure had opened the lines of communication was causing the exchange of mail and so on. With the Christmas season coming on, they feel that they've been betrayed by the government.
They want something to happen. They want to do something. They want to get involved, and they're tired of waiting.
But I think the thing that's really touching to me and really of concern to me, if the Defense Department, and I don't question that they did, told them to back off of their letter writing, their public opinion, and their pressure program, on the assumption that it would jeopardize some other negotiations of high importance, and now 6 months has happened and the situation has obviously worsened vis-a-vis no letters. They have a very sound justification even to a logical mind, and it isn't logical to be upset.
Governor, why don't I do this? Why don't I talk Ross's in the East today? Let me call, and maybe just by chance, he can come back by through your area and chat with you this afternoon, maybe.
That would be great if he could, or a telephone call, or actually, one of the reasons that I called is that they said they had made several attempts to talk to Ross in the last several months, and that he seems to be unreachable now. Well, I know, of course, his schedule and all that, but they have looked on him as sort of a to anchor to, and very frankly, I told them that I would attempt to call him, and that if he felt that the low profile was the approach with his knowledge of all sides, I would certainly concur with that judgment.
Right.
I, in turn, would pass it on to them. In other words, if he sincerely feels that this is the right approach, and just that simple statement, I'm sure would help.
Why don't I check with him? Are you in your office or at the mansion?
I'm at the office, and I'll be here.
Good. I will check with him and get his schedule, and we'll be back in touch with you within the hour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Governor. Yes. Bye now. How are you, sir?
Just fine, thanks.
How are things going?
Well, going slowly, but they're going.
Good. scheduled to be here, but as you know, in this business, something could happen and I could, could change.
I would like to think it would happen, so it would change.
I think Monday might be best for me.
Best for us, too.
What is the gist of, what is our situation? Can we get into a little of it now and maybe...
Well,
for the past 2 months, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He and I spent the day in Washington Monday talking to some of the offices of the Democratic hopefuls, such as that.
Mm-hmm.
And we find some things that are disturbing and some things that are possibly fairly positive, Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
The general gist of what we want to discuss with you is a reaction to a thought that's been presented to us by some of the news media.
Mm-hmm.
And that is some method or means by which we can remove the possibility of this thing becoming somewhat of a political football in this coming calendar year,
mm-hmm.
and also to quiet as best we can this attitude that's beginning to develop not only among the politicians but among a lot of the people that have been working on it that possibly were working at cross purposes. Now, I realize a lot of that is just sour grapes, but I think there is some degree of validity in the thought mm-hmm. that there is mm-hmm. To some degree, if tomorrow, let's put it that
right. Well, what we're talking about is what has been discussed so often in the past, but not a great deal has been done about it, and that is that there is no central point of for information and clearing purposes.
Right. This, of course, I think has been our biggest problem in the past. I think we do have the possibility of a forum here, though, that might remove it from let's say, number one, Murphy Martin or Steve Fitzsimmons or Joe Blow being the sponsors of an idea like this. I think we can remove it from this realm with a little bit of thought, and I think the potential is there for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is going to come out of this? The end result, I think, this. I met with the North Vietnamese a little over a month ago,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you've been getting reports from people that have been there recently or not, but their attitude in the last 90 days has changed drastically, much the same as Ambassador Porter's has and the attitude of a lot of people here in this country.
What did you find their attitude? Attitude that's easing up. They're looking for a way out, or just what? Was that a Schwazi or a Liberia? Hello, test 1, 2, 3, 4.
ABC?
No, this is calling Mr. Nick Archer, extension 8758.
8758?
Right.
Are you paid?
Yes, thank you. Archer, please.
May I ask who's calling?
This is Murphy Martin in Dallas.
The name again?
Murphy Martin.
Hold on, please.
Nick?
Yes, sir.
Murphy,
yes.
Sorry to bug you again. Could you have your secretary read that for me and let me tape it? My secretary get it?
Sure.
So I could...
Hold on, I'll give it to the Patsy's out, but I'll have Mary Jane read it to me.
Great.
Hold
Nick, thank you very much.
Not at all, Murph. Just stand by. I'll put
okay.
On hold for a moment.
Very good. Yes.
Murph, I'm going to put Mary Jane on here in a second, and she'll read it.
Great. Thank you so very much, Nick.
Yeah, you going to tape it?
Yes.
All right, here's Mary Jane, and whenever you're ready, you just cue her.
Very good. Mary Jane, you can just proceed. I've got the tape rolling.
Okay, fine. New York AP. Texas millionaire H. Russ Perot has been charged in a lawsuit with misusing inside knowledge to gain control of F.I. DuPont, Glor, Forgan, and Company. The civil suit filed in federal court here by the former chairman of the New York brokerage firm, Edmund DuPont of Delaware. He alleges that he was forcibly retired as a partner in the firm last April, that all of his income was terminated, and that he was denied any pension. DuPont's suit, which seeks repayment of actual damages of $6 million, is punitive in punitive damages, also names as defendants Electronic Data Systems Corporation, and several of Perot's associates. Perot is chairman and chief executive officer of Electronic Data Systems, which formerly contracted to perform data processing services for the brokerage firm. He also controls THM Corporation, which subsequently acquired control of DuPont. The suit alleges that Perot misused the relationship of his computer company to DuPont and used inside knowledge of the firm's operations and finances to induce most of the partners to sign agreements that would have led to his assuming 100% control of the firm for no payment to its owners. The complaint also charges that the Perot Group held back registration with the Securities and Exchange Commission of 100,000 shares of Electronic Data Systems stock owned by the brokerage firm, in order to damage the firm's capital position by several million dollars. According to the suit, Electronic Data Systems agreed in July 1970 to register and issue to DuPont 100,000 shares of its common stock in exchange for municipal securities and common shares held by DuPont. The suit alleges that the defendants intentionally delayed registration of the 100,000 shares with the SEC to prevent DuPont from selling them and improving its net capital position by more than $3.5 million. In his suit, DuPont says he was removed as chairman of the board of directing partners at a meeting of the DuPont board, of which he had no formal notice and at which he wasn't present. End of session.
Very good. And that was AP item number 118. I believe at the top, is that the way it's...
Yes, mm-hmm.
And what is the head on it, Perot-DuPont?
Yes, 290.
And it moved at 11 what? Can you read that at the bottom?
Bottom it says FP1125AES17.
1125, 1125, and then it moved at 1125 a.m. Mary Jane, thank you so very much.
Oh, certainly.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
I don't. Mr. Swan 1 speaks English. Get the Paris operator to help you. No, it isn't. It's a switchboard, though. If he... did you get him to understand? If not, the Paris operator can help you if he doesn't understand.
Hey?
Yes?
Murphy Martin. How
are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you.
The message I got was that they had a very long and animated conversation. In fact, that the translator was the same guy who had... the translator when the senator was over there and met as a result of the IPU trip.
Oh,
he'd
wonderful.
Gone over to the North Vietnamese delegation.
Right, right.
And the main reaction was one of, how do you explain the fact that the president seems to be headed down one path and the Roth wants to go down another and there's a little conflict there? And he kept asking as to how the American people would feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that really was the extent of the message that I got relayed back to me about the conversation,
mm-hmm.
other than that that they would talk again.
The senator and Chuan Thuy would talk
right.
again. Did the senator get the impression that that Chuan Thuy was believing and could accept the explanations?
Yes, he seemed favorably disposed.
Mm-hmm. That's encouraging. That's encouraging, because that's the factual gist of the matter. They have had a difficulty. I think probably it all stems from their being so dependent upon press and certain people's interpretations in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that probably stems. Now, did you get a readout as to when the senator expects to talk with him again?
No, I didn't. I didn't find out that.
That's great.
Jose Jesus, and he's been in tapes.
Mm-hmm.
Baird, who was MIA, so that's nice. And his parents live out in
mm-hmm.
Apple Creek, Ohio. Branch has been on tapes frequently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chenoweth, Robert Preston Chenoweth, I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm.
Daly, James Alexander, Davis, Thomas James. Now, all these people were known PWs.
Mm-hmm.
Kavanaugh, they misspelled his name, but Kavanaugh, who's in Denver, Colorado,
mm-hmm.
guy, was MIA. So that's good. Those people have gotten some news.
Mm-hmm.
Kobashigawa, had just very recently been changed.
Hmm.
Just, again, just one of those sheer coincidences.
Yep.
Like Texan, it's a total coincidence. You know?
Right.
Kushner, Lewis, Long, McMillan, Mayer, Gustav Mayer, Rayford, King David Rayford Jr. So he's also on tapes. Riate, Alfonso Ray Riate, he's from California. Probably Spanish American or Mexican American or something like that. Johnny Young has been on tapes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-war types on tape.
Right.
Stranger
Shrump's not in there because they've used him in the past and put out that to whom it may concern from him.
Yeah, not on there. And, of course,
Kushner was there, and that's
Kushner
critical.
Kushner figured, and Kushner, Branch, and Young are very frequent appearances
mm-hmm.
on tapes. You're right, there are a lot of things we've looked for because no civilians. No word of any of our civilians.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just see if I get the... Okay, here. Fernandez said other letters... No, I'm sorry. Fernandez said he received the letters of the 18 prisoners captured in South Vietnam when he was in Paris. He said they were delivered to him by Nguyen Cong Tom. There's a garble on his spelling, but I think it's Nguyen. Hun. It may be Hun. Hun Cong Tom. I just can't tell. It's a garble. who said, and I presume that means Fernandez, was a counsel to the Provisional Revolutionary Government in Paris. The clergyman said the other letters were given to him by Nguyen Thuan Liu, a representative of the North Vietnamese embassy, during his trip. Well, it's a delegation, I guess.
No.
I mean, there isn't any embassy. That's just...
Right. That Liu's with the peace delegation.
Yeah.
He's with the peace delegation.
That too. Right, sure. So, yes? I'm sorry. It's just a second, Murphy.
What?
Okay. And then it gives the names. This is New York AP story. The prisoner names are, well, it's a 138. I'm trying to get an identification mark on it for you, but I don't see.
Yeah.
Just.
I would imagine Hope will be going back into Vientiane, probably. I'm guessing. Because he's working out of Bangkok. He can jump up there anytime, particularly in that jet. You know, it's 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And,
he may be. We'll probably get in. We should be getting into more stuff on it.
The first thing that comes to my mind is this: the reason that that the administration was saying to Ross, "Don't do anything. Stay away from Vientiane."
Well, I just don't know because I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Because we're having a press conference here for at which the secretary I think is going to appear briefly, and so we make those hypothetical questions involving this, and our check with the White House staff didn't indicate that. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was strictly
man-to-man.
Yeah, it'd be possible in Hope's case, I guess. I don't, obviously don't know all that much about the thing, but I mean, Hope is one of these guys who does have that kind of thing, but I'm just not at all.
Well, I talked with him.
I don't have any feel for that, other than I can tell you that the White House staff was unaware of any contact.
Mm-hmm.
And because we didn't want to answer a question. I mean, now we're stuck, of course, the thing. I mean, Hope's already himself said it was private and no contacts. His own idea. But not only we're not just stuck with that, we just, as far as we know, that's correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
It's interesting.
What there is.
Very interesting.
The other thing about this, I don't know what's going to happen on this KI business. It's a tragic business, but
yeah.
It was. I saw that when the Saxon thing came out, there was a story critical of the administration saying that
mm-hmm.
they were deliberately preventing people from knowing things. And of course, two or three years ago, I remember distinctly. There was a huge series of stories saying that we were passing out inflated figures.
Yeah.
I would like to get somebody to match those two stories together,
mm-hmm.
put the one story where
yeah.
they criticized the administration for making the figures high, and
right.
then one I'd like to plant that, the idea from
Jim, if you get into further readout from the White House and so forth on the Hope thing, please get back to us, because, we just went through all sorts of battles.
Yeah.
To do something here meaningful at Christmas time.
Of course,
and we were knocked down on it.
As far as I know, Murphy, you were the people that suggested this to Hope, weren't
you? Oh, yeah, we suggested this.
That's what I'd understood, and we're not able to say anything
about
that.
And I talked with him about it. I went out to California.
White House.
I went out to California when Ross couldn't make it last Tuesday night, a week ago, Tuesday night, to his dinner,
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned it to him again there.
Uh-huh.
The night before he took off.
Yeah, I see.
And he didn't go into any detail about what, yay, nay, what did we want to do, anything.
Uh-huh. He's just sort of took it on board without
Well, he took it on board and turned it around and started raving some more about what a great man Ross is,
Mm-hmm.
So forth. But I'm glad that he did it, and I think, any time we can probe around, as you and I have discussed so often, it's got to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when someone of Hope's stature... makes a request, even if they turn it down, it gets it on the front page and points them up for what they are again.
I guess every radio station, every broadcast has got them on.
That's right.
Bangs in. Well, as I said, I'm about as sure as and as far as we can go that White House did not know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And because they were put on a spot on it. In other words, we called said, now we're going to have the Secretary of State say yes or no, and we hope there's no sort of confusion.
When is Secretary of State going to?
Well, he's just going to, I understand, he's just going to appear at the noon press conference.
Yeah. With whom?
Well, it'd be McCloskey's regular one.
I see. Just the very good.
Kids. I think they've asked about it.
Very good.
So, and of course, these are, most of these things they do not handle unless they're questioned on them.
Right.
It probably will come out, but we're not positive it'll come out.
Jim, I will probably talk with you later in the day, and particularly regarding the mail for the that just came out, and if there are any other status changes, and I'm particularly interested in what some of the mail says out of the north now, if we get any more leads out of that on other people.
Yeah, well, it'll be a while before the feedback comes in.
Yeah.
It's got to go out and the damn mails, and of course, yeah,
it takes a while
they're all interested in it, and I will see. Now, the other thing, you did hear that, or did I get to, Mrs. Wynn.
Yes, got mail for the first time.
Right, and John Peter Flynn's wife.
Now,
John Peter Flynn had one note carried out by Overly. Remember Overly?
Right,
the first bit.
Right.
So, no mail, and Overly had to, regrettably, had to tell him.
I'm sure that the casualty officers are working, but it'd be interesting to note if there is any pattern in these 25 that we're not heard from.
Well, that's sort of major concern, and we'd expect very, very soon to have more on that, because these people will be, of course, very upset.
Right.
And,
also to note
probably
if it's
be calling.
Right.
So,
Jim, I'll talk with you later.
Right, Murphy.
Thank you very much. Bye. So, beautiful.
How about yourself?
Could not have been better. Had the family in, all the relatives, good food. One thing missing, of course, was that there was not enough movement on the POW issue.
Yeah, true enough, too. That's what I've been pushing for all along back here.
Right. Maybe by this time next year, things will be different, I hope.
Right. That's one of the main things that I called you about this morning. There's a number of things that I'd like to get into, but over the phone, it's really not the best, under the best circumstances over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was thinking about making a trip down there to talk to you.
Great.
And maybe, possibly, if I could, talk to Mr. Perot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like, I know you see people.